Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Minneapolis cop charged with murdering George Floyd could still collect $1 million in pension benefits, even if he's found guilty. CNN is reporting that Derek Chauvin is eligible to file for his pension as early as age 50. The 44-year-old is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter after allegedly kneeling on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. President Trump says he did not deliberately choose to hold his first rally in months on the date that marks the end of slavery. What's known to many as Juneteenth is next Friday, June 19th, when the president's to hold a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He says he just wanted to get back in action.
In the history of politics, I think I can say, there's never been any group or any person that's had rallies like I do. I go and I just say, get me the biggest stadium and we fill it up every time.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Republican National Convention is being moved to Jacksonville, Florida. That after the Democratic governor of North Carolina could not guarantee to President Trump that large crowds would be allowed to gather because of the coronavirus at the venue in Charlotte, which was originally chosen for the August affair. Health and safety will still be top priorities, though, according to Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry.
We're going to be back in business, but we're going to do it in a safe and responsible way, and whatever protocols are necessary at that time, they'll be in place.
More than 10,000 people are expected to attend the convention. The next few days could bring over a foot of rain to parts of the East Coast, a series of downpours from Georgia to Delaware today through Sunday, and persistent heavy rain could lead to flooding in poor drainage areas. An explosion at a Houston bar shaking people miles away. Police say they don't believe anyone was inside the bar near downtown when it blew up at about 5 a.m. local time today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A 75-year-old man seen in a viral video being shoved to the ground by Buffalo police officers last week is now recovering from a brain injury. His lawyer saying that her client is feeling better and undergoing physical therapy. The two officers involved in the incident were suspended and have been charged. Scotland's parliament wants to end shipments of tear gas and rubber bullets from the United Kingdom to the United States. Scottish lawmakers voting 52-0. With 11 abstentions yesterday on an amendment calling for a ban on the exports of such items. The vote came as chemical gas and rubber bullets have been used at protests over the police custody death of George Floyd back on Memorial Day. Police are searching a Connecticut home of a missing mom, Jennifer Dulos. She's been missing since May of 2019. She once lived at the address with her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, who was charged with her murder but committed suicide earlier this year. According to reports, cops had been at the property previously, but without a warrant or cadaver dogs to search the woods behind the home. And a distillery in Australia mixed up gin and hand sanitizer, accidentally selling 9 bottles bottles with the wrong label. They put out a recall and managed to recover all the bottles. And you can find us online at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Hanging in there? All things considered, like what was told to Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, you know, he was looking for the nuggets of life. You know, what nugget of life could he hang on to that would help him deal? I mean, at that time, of course, dealing with the Civil War, and you could imagine the amount of stress that the President of the United States was dealing with at the time, and he needed some encouraging words. And his wise men left him for a day to ponder it. And they came back and they said, here it is. I think we have it. And it's, this too shall pass. And I say the same to you. Whether it is the coronavirus or the riots and looting that has been taking place across our cities today, even around the world, it's almost like we have two pandemics going on at the same time. Just be comforted in knowing that this too shall pass. But hopefully, in the passing of it, that we will arrive at a solution. Wouldn't this be... I think this would be so cool after everything is all said and done. And it just sounds so relatively small to say it would be cool. It would be more than that. It would be beyond awesome. Ineffable is what C.S. Lewis would say. Ineffable if we could come to a solution regarding race and really, really turn the corner on this once and for all and be able to look at everyone as Americans, truly, for what we are. Regardless of the color of our skin, we're just Americans. We're all in this game together, going through the journey of life together. With us right now is Ben Bergwan. I've been looking forward to this opportunity of speaking with Ben. He's an investigative journalist and national field correspondent at America's Voice News. As you've heard me say many times, I think we have so much that we owe to investigative journalists. These are true independents. You know, much like this radio show, we're independent, not beholden to anybody. Investigative journalists today have really buttressed up the spine of reporting in such a huge way, and probably as we look back in history, I know that we do this from time to time, and you think back of the Woodwards and Bernsteins, and you say, wow, thank God that they were there, but we have so few today, but fortunately, Ben Bergwan represents that rare journalist in today's environment. Ben, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for the intro.
Well, as an investigative journalist and national field correspondent at America's Voice News, you've covered everything from border security, assault on our First and Second Amendment rights, to the rise of democratic socialism, and you might even say socialism / Marxism, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, and it's all connected. That's what, you know, I say this all the time, but people need to understand that what we're seeing now, whether it's Antifa in the streets working with BLM or we've got the LGBT movement and all of the climate hysteria going on, it's all connected. And You mentioned C.S. Lewis, but this is a battle of good versus evil. And that's what we are in right now. We're in the fight for what America will become. We're in a fight for what the world will become. And the enemies within this nation, some of them are enemies within, some of them are enemies without. But the goal is to destroy this country and turn us into the globalist, socialist, Marxist utopia that they have envisioned for 100-plus years. And the question is whether or not we will stand up. The people that love liberty, love freedom, love this country will stand up and stop them.
Is it too simple to say that the people who voted 63 million votes for Donald Trump, at least that category gets it in terms of realizing the threat on the American dream? And this is why hope upon hope, given the choice between Hillary Clinton, which was more globally minded, clearly, you know, continuing the trajectory that Barack Obama had put this country on, that they saw that Donald Trump was the answer to this. Is that too simple?
I think there's even in that category, there are a lot of ignorant voters. There's a lot of just apathy in our society today. I think there's, you know, I thank God every day that President Trump was elected and Hillary wasn't. But I'll just say as an anecdote, what I've seen through the coronavirus, the COVID Wuhan flu epidemic, and, you know, what was expected to happen versus what has happened, the total lockdown, and how I've seen people respond to that was a scary indication to me of how few people really get it and how willing society is to give up freedom for that small sense of security, as Benjamin Franklin said, when you do that, you deserve neither. That's my big concern, because people, you know, so many on our side, I still see people walking around with masks, living in fear, giving up their freedom, giving up their liberty, and giving up their constitutional rights out of fear. And so I'm hopeful. I think President Trump's election was a reprieve. We were heading in the wrong direction fast. I don't know if we would have made it through a Hillary Clinton presidency. And I still don't know, you know, but for God's redemption in this country.
Right.
We have given up so much with activist judges and our courts and our freedom. I mean, we really don't, you know, we say we have a constitution, but when the constitutional rights aren't applied, and when the system of law, when there isn't equal justice under the law, when the things within that document don't, they're not observed, well, then it really doesn't exist anymore. And so we're living in a time where we're right on that edge. We're in a paradigm shift moment where we're either going to go towards liberty or we're going to continue to spiral down towards tyranny. I'm really hopeful that those 63 million get it, and I'm hopeful that so many more are starting to get it through everything we've seen over the last 3.5 years. But I just have to pray, because
exactly.
A lot of what I see doesn't give me hope.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're exactly right. I mean, the empirical evidence of 3.5 years of a Trump administration is irrefutable. And this is what galls me sometimes, is that, you know, people like Joe Biden make statements that are totally unfounded. They're flat out lies in saying that the president, for example, said that all mail-in votes are ill, you know, are manufactured, or they're corrupt, and that's not what the president said. He said that mail-in voting opens up the door to this, and of course it's been the Democrats, particularly in California. Of course, they passed a law which was kind of amazing. I mean, California, time and again, is it keeps happening to them, and you know, one of two things happen: Californians shrug, or they move. And more are moving out, especially businesses, because that state is so corrupt, controlled by one party, and they are the poster children. I mean, they are the poster state of where, you know, the leftists and where these globalists want America to go, to where they are supporting illegals, paying them $70 million, allowing human feces and homelessness to run rampant in their streets. And Ben, I got to tell you, when I started looking at it, because I was born and raised in California, Southern California, and have been moved here to Florida 11 years ago, and it breaks my heart to see what's going on, because I still have kids in California, you know, and I'm going, this is a mess. But I mentioned, I said, look, this is ripe for a plague. And you know, because you've got homelessness, you've got human feces, you've got rats running rampant, particularly in Los Angeles. And I go, this is ripe for a plague. And, I get a couple comments. Oh, Bill, you're jumping the shark. You know, you've gone too far. And then what was reported about 2 weeks following that was an outbreak. It was a city official going to work, stepping through the tulips, and she ends up with the plague.
That's right. That's right. You basically just told my story. I live in California.
Okay.
And I was just down in Skid Row a couple days ago.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. All right. We've got more from Ben after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Package to start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, the operative pronoun is we, okay? We have a country to save. And this would be America. And regardless of color, race, creed, we are Americans above all, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why I resent, okay, being Hispanic and people, oh, you're Mexican-American, you know. I hate the high, I really do. And my father, if he was here, he'd slap me in my alongside my head. Do not say hate. That's not a nice word. Well, you know, hyphenations are not nice words either for what they do. They categorize us. They bring us down to, you know, some lowest common denominator that have been determined by outside forces. You know, our founding fathers and the U.S. Constitution, my takeaway is that it is a heightened goal outside of the Bible, which many of these, many parts of the Constitution and our Declaration of Independence and, you know, Bill of Rights clearly based on biblical knowledge, biblical principles. And that's what makes, you know, this document so powerful. But if we're ignorant of it, then we fall victim and we fall in the traps that are put out by these globalists and that want to take over our country. Investigative journalist, national field correspondent at America's Voice News, Ben Bergwan is with us, and Ben is in San Antonio. Ben, give us an update. You're reporting on the wall there in Texas?
Yeah, I'm actually down in El Paso.
El Paso. I said San Antonio. You know, I said San Antonio because I love the Riverwalk, and I think I have a yearning for the they have fajitas there that are just unbelievable on the Riverwalk, and I think that's what...
I love San Antonio as well, and there's some beautiful parts of Texas. I'm actually from California. I was born in Dallas. Uh-huh. My parents were missionaries in Africa for a few years, and then we were on furlough for 3 weeks, ended up in California, and 30 years later,
oh wow,
I still live there. And so that's why I call the show I do Frontline America, because we're on the front lines in the battle for this country and for the world. But I'm in El Paso right now. We just came up on the year anniversary of the WeBuildTheWall.us privately funded section of border wall. There's two sections now, a three-mile section down in McAllen, Texas, and the half-mile section here in El Paso. And so we were just reporting on that yesterday, and I'll be out at the wall later today. And it's you know, it's just this is one of those things. It's all, speaking of it all being connected, of border sovereignty, American sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
The same people that are out there marching in the streets demanding the abolishment of the police are the same ones that want open borders and want anybody to travel within our country to, you know, regardless of their intentions, where they're from, what they. Whether they love America or hate America. And so, you know, this is one of those battle lines, one of those battlegrounds where if we don't stop this, and thank God again for President Trump, if we didn't start securing this border, this country, it no longer exists. If we don't have border security, if we don't have sovereignty, we no longer exist. And you were speaking of the plague in L.A., you're 100% right. I was down there in Skid Row 2 days ago reporting on all the madness down there, all the liberal policies that Democrats never get held accountable for, that are destroying a beautiful state. The most beautiful state in the republic. California is just an incredible place, but it's been utterly destroyed by liberal policy. That same mindset where you've got sanctuary cities that allow criminally illegal aliens to stay in them, you allow vagrancy all over the city, feces in the streets. You know, needles, they actually give people needles. They have injection sites where you can go and stay on drugs rather than getting off of drugs. That same mindset is what allows people to come in on our southern border. And so right now we still have, if people understand this, the COVID knocked the numbers back some. Mm-hmm. But yesterday I witnessed with my own eyes. In fact, I helped catch one illegal alien crossing. I saw four others crossing within the span of about 10 minutes. And it's just an ongoing thing. We have a porous border, even in the places where we have walls, because they just walk to where the wall ends and walk around it.
Right.
And because of liberal policies that said, if you come into our country, you raise your hand and say asylum, then we have to bring you in. We have to process you. Thankfully, over the last year, President Trump, the administration has been able to enact a policy, stay at home or stay in your home country to request asylum. And so that has made a big impact. But it's crazy to see what we're living through. It's crazy to think about this country and the founding that we have, those that have sacrificed to this country for so many years, and to see the people within this country, the left within this country, who truly want to destroy it. And it's that's why I do what I do. I go out to show what's happening, to expose the enemies within for what they are, and to hopefully mobilize people on our side to finally get off the couch and to stand up and actually to start participating.
Well, and that's what this government is all about. You know, we the people, it commands us to take charge of our government. I mean, it doesn't say we the president. If it said we the president decided to go on vacation for the rest of his term, you know, that can't happen. Everybody has a role to play. And we the people, we're that critical part, and where we are right now, and Ben, I've said this before, and maybe you appreciate this perspective, is that, you know, from time to time, we all have moments in life. And some moments are more significant than others. And I believe we are at that critical moment where a critical choice needs to be matched up for this moment that is, you know, that it demands right now. And given the right choice, I believe that we will be able to hand over to the next generation a true revitalized and revived America that maybe the next generation might be able to look back on us and say, you know, I know my grandparents were a great generation, but my parents also were a great generation, and bringing back this vibrant country, you know, back to life and putting it in the hands of freedom-loving, you know, people who want to continue to live the American dream.
Yes, that is my prayer every day. I have two young daughters. I have a three-year-old and a daughter who's about to turn 10.
Wow.
And the reason I do what I do is because I want them to live in the country that I grew up in, loving this nation, loving the freedoms that I got to live because of those who came before me, who fought and many died to acquire for me, the freedoms given to me by God, not by man, and the Constitution that upholds those freedoms. That is my prayer every single day, that we are in a place for such a time as this. We have been called to stand in the gap for this nation. And, you know, it's Ezekiel 22:30, so I sought for a man who would build a wall and stand in the breach before me on behalf of the land, so I should not destroy it. And in that verse, he found no one, and so he utterly destroyed it. My prayer is that he finds one, and he finds two, and he finds ten, and he finds, you know, millions more that are willing to stand for this time, because if we don't deserve it. You know, if we aren't willing to stand up for these things that we say we believe in, we don't deserve them. And there are people waiting in the wings right now to take it away and to throw you into the gulags that they've been doing for generations. This is, you know, it's the battle of, it's all good versus evil, but it's the same battle that we've been in for thousands of years, where if you don't stand to protect your liberty and to protect the innocent, there is always a despot waiting to take that from you, to take that power, and that's what we see right now.
Ben, I remind people that even when our Constitution came to be, it wasn't like all the founders, there was 1,000% agreement. There were antithetical forces. And, you know, over time, they've waited their time, they've invested, they started taking over major institutions at the turn of the century, and they have continued to progress to such a degree that look what we have coming out of the universities. You know, people that have surrendered critical thinking and reason to follow these professors who live in the theoretical and are leading them down the yellow brick road to Marxism and the death of what we've known. Clearly was reported, over 100 million people have died in the wake of Marxism philosophy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the funny thing is, not funny, it's sad. Every time I ask them, you know, I'll bring up that question when I'm out with Antifa. By the way, they're just amazing.
We got about 10 seconds here, Ben. So go ahead.
You're absolutely right, and that's the battle we're in for this country.
Ben Bergwijn, investigative journalist, national field correspondent at America's Voice News. Thank you, Ben. God bless.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Confederate statues in the U.S. Capitol need to be removed. The California Democrats saying that some of the figures committed treason against the United States, and she said most of them were white supremacists.
Statues in the Capitol, I don't know, because that will be up to the makers of the motion to suggest how they would like to proceed. But these names have to go from these bases, and these statues have to go from the Capitol.
Pelosi says Democrats are eyeing 11 statues for removal. The Republican National Convention is going to be held in Jacksonville, Florida this August, not Charlotte, North Carolina. It's been moved because the governor of North Carolina, a Democrat, Roy Cooper, would not guarantee that it could go forward as planned in Charlotte without coronavirus restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And we're going to talk to you about stepping up your culinary game with 3 deliciously different recipes. And a good friend of mine is back with us. Boy, it's been a long time since she and I've had a chance to talk. But we need to get on to some serious business. I'm talking about Chef Jamie Gwynn is going to be joining us to help celebrate June Dairy Month by sharing deceivingly easy recipes and insider secrets inspired by your local dairy aisle. With many Americans spending more time experimenting in the kitchen and showing off their skills on social media, it's hard not to feel the culinary pressure, right? But even if you've never sautéed, seared, or souffléed, or even don't even know what that is, anyone can pull off an amazing dish with a little help. So whether you're a recipe newbie or kitchen veteran, chef and cookbook author Jamie Gwynn will show you how to step up your game in the kitchen. Her favorite recipes made with ingredients straight from the coolest aisles in your local or digital supermarket are going to make you an instant culinary hero. So are you ready to be a hero at home? Well, get ready. Take some notes because Chef Jamie Gwynn joins us now. Jamie, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. It's been too long. I'm so grateful to be back with you. Yes, and I love what you said earlier. I do have delicious inspiration, and I have a bonus recipe for you. Just wait for it.
Stand by. Well, you know, we're cooking so many meals at home these days. Where do you find your inspiration for your recipes?
Well, you know, we're all cooking up a storm to stay safer and healthier, and I think we all need some new ideas. And I find my inspiration lots of places. You know, it depends on what I'm craving or what's fresh this season. I will say I do follow the month to celebrate the seasons, and June being Dairy Month, as you said, there is a whole lot of innovation going on in the dairy aisle. It is the coolest aisle of the store. It's no longer just an aisle, though, right? It's like the entire back wall of your grocery store. And I love that because it's dairy. It's dairy-free. It's adapted to lifestyle changes. There are food trends going on in the dairy world. If you have dietary needs, there is something for everyone. And since it's Dairy Month, there are great deals going on, so I think it's a great time to check out what's new. I have four recipes, three and a bonus for you, Bill,
that are
all dairy or non-dairy based, and they're all really delectable, if I may say myself.
Well, you get to try these out, so let's talk about the dairy-free. We're going to get to try it out over radio, because I'm told, having been in radio most of my life, that we're talking the theater of the mind, so we're going to engage the senses here and enjoy dairy-free chocolate pudding, huh?
Okay, let's do it, because wait till you actually make it. You're going to want to eat it warm out of the pot like I do. It is dairy-free. You know, almond milk, soy milk, oat milk, the non-dairy alternatives are all a buzz. And the truth is, you don't have to sacrifice anymore, right? If you're a dairy-free eater, you have so many options in the dairy aisle. And so this dairy-free decadent chocolate pudding is made with just three ingredients: almond milk, marshmallows, and cocoa powder. And you set it into, like, little jars, right, and put it in the fridge, and you can eat it cold like chocolate pudding. I put some fresh raspberries and some white chocolate shavings on top, and it is truly for chocolate lovers. You will be amazed what you can do with the dairy-free alternatives, and I think this recipe definitely proves that.
You know, this is what I've always appreciated about you, Jamie. You're so creative, and especially when it comes to, you know, when you're in the kitchen and cooking and coming up with all these great ideas, and this sounds wonderful. And also, I understand you've got homemade tart frozen yogurt to tell us about.
Yeah, I wish you were here, because I would feed you homemade tart frozen yogurt.
Okay.
I am a Greek yogurt lover, Bill. Are you? Do you eat Greek yogurt?
Are you kidding me? I love Greek yogurt.
Right? So there's that, like, tart goodness, the richness to it that we all love. Well, I put it into the food processor with a bunch of frozen fruit, like frozen strawberries, for instance, with the Greek yogurt and a little bit of sugar or a sugar substitute. And in less than 2 minutes, you have homemade tart frozen yogurt. Now, this is my summer go-to recipe because the kids and adults alike love it. And it's soft and it's creamy and it's yummy and it's made with Greek yogurt, so there's no guilt, and then I can have seconds.
Exactly. And what a way to wake up your palate, right?
Exactly. And, you know, using what you have on hand or shopping the frozen aisle to stock up on frozen fruit, you really make it to your own palate, right? If you're a strawberry lover or peach lover, all that frozen fruit is so ripe with flavor that it really does sort of perk up the palate, like you said.
Exactly. How about cheese crisp? Oh, I love cheese crisp.
Oh, my gosh, so do I. And, you know, I don't think enough great cooks know that it's a one-ingredient wonder. You take shredded cheese. I use a sharp cheddar, usually. You can use a variety of cheeses. And you make little piles on a baking sheet, right? And spread them out a little bit, like about 2 inches around. And you bake them in the oven until they're bubbly and golden. When you take them out and let them cool, you have a cheese crisp. It's like a keto cracker. It's totally gluten-free, right? And not only is it a great snack, it's pretty on a cheese board, but I crumble it into a salad, Bill, and you don't need a...
Oh, great idea. That's awesome. Oh, wow.
Cheese. Yeah, right?
Good idea. I like that. Wow, that's awesome.
And then, wait,
go ahead.
Here's the bonus. I don't want to run out of time without sharing my bonus.
No, we're okay. We got about 3.5 minutes, so we're okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, good. All right. This is going to make you a culinary hero.
Okay.
Because this summer, you're going to show off. You're going to have the best corn on the cob or the best steak you've ever had, because you're going to have made a homemade flavored butter. Now, we call this a compound butter in the business, but it is my best chef tip to make your dishes come alive with flavor. Because it is super simple to make, but ultra impressive. So you take good quality butter from the dairy aisle, mm-hmm. and you keep it at room temperature or until it's softened, right? You put mm-hmm. it in a bowl. You need a bowl and a spoon. Mm-hmm. And you mix in some chopped fresh herbs or some chopped garlic or some citrus zest. Or maybe you want a sweet butter for waffles. You put in honey and cinnamon. Ooh, and you yeah. blend it all together and you form it into a log. And you roll it in a piece of wax paper and you put it in the fridge. And a couple hours later, you take it out and it's solid and you slice coins of it. And it melts over that steak, this garlicky herb butter
oh,
over
wow.
steak.
Yes.
Or
wow.
honey butter over mm. corn, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is so impressive, but it took nothing. You could have a whole collection of flavored herb butters or flavored butters for that matter in your fridge. And when we start entertaining again and friends come over, I mean, you look like a pro.
They see you cutting up the log like this in quarters and laying it out. My goodness, that's impressive, huh?
Right?
And they're going to ask you, how did you learn that? And you could make up any story you want, you know?
They're going to say, Bill told me.
No, they're going to go, we know Bill. Bill's not that smart. He's listening to Chef Jamie again. That's what he's doing. That's great.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yes.
Take it. You know, there's a sweepstakes going on, Bill. You're going to want to hear about it because
okay.
your listeners are, I think, really going to appreciate it. So
okay.
the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association is sponsoring a sweepstakes. They have $10,000
wow.
worth of grocery gift cards to give away, right? And
mm-hmm.
I am not eligible. So you have to enter to win. And all of the recipes that I shared with you are on the website where you do want to enter to win
mm-hmm.
during June Dairy Month. It's easyhomemeals.com. Easyhomemeals.com. Recipes, tips, inspiration, so much more.
Wow. That's great. That's $10,000 worth of grocery gift cards. But you know, like the old saying goes, you got to enter to win. You don't enter and you don't win, you miss out. But meanwhile, you can take advantage of all these great recipes that Chef Jamie Gwynn has shared with us. And Jamie, it's always delicious, you know, when you're around. And I appreciate that, you know. This brings back some old memories.
It does. And I appreciate the long friendship and the opportunity to share my passion on your show and with you, and I thank you. Please stay healthy and well and keep cooking and have a delicious summer, and I can't wait to talk with you again soon.
You got it, Chef Jamie Gwynn, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Chef. Take care.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you.
It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's so good for you to drop in as we continue to pursue the truth together right here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Hey, by the way, we do have a grand new opportunity for you. It's your opportunity to let off steam. I know there's a lot of frustration and heightened emotions these days, and we want to hear from you. You need to have that outlet. And sometimes it's too much to... you know, call a parent or call a sibling or a loved one and dump your bucket on them, right? Well, we're going to give you that outlet at Bill Martinez, and all you got to do is call our, what we call our BML rant line, okay? And the phone number, toll free, 833-BML-RANT. BML, like Bill Martinez Live, rant, okay? I want to hear from you. Let it fly. I mean, get it off your chest. There's no reason for you to hold on to it, because as you continue to hold on to it, something's got to give. And, you know, of course, many doctors talk about what is causing such disease today. And stress. Stress is a big part of it. And part of the stress that's flying around, I mean, we've just come out of a lockdown, and some of us are still in some sort of modified condition of being locked down and restricted and quarantined. And this has taken a bit of its toll. I mean, we were told going into it that keep an eye out on and be sensitive to, you know, suicide rates as they could be on the incline, marriage conflicts, all these things that we were warned about are coming at us. And so it should not be a big, you know, a big surprise here. And so, you know, our help and support to that end is saying, look, it, we'll give you a line where, you know, we're gonna be listening. We want to hear your voice. We're going to share it, you know, on Fridays with you so you can hear yourself expressing your frustration. And, of course, we have the bleep horn to the ready, too. You know, Mr. Brad at Mission Control, he is fast on the bleep horn. This is what makes him so good, so that, you know, we're not going to offend somebody who's so sensitive. But there's no doubt. I mean, in this era of, you know, thin skinness and offensiveness, it's easy to end up, you know, offending people, maybe even unintentionally. But look, it, one man's offense is another man's answer to prayer. And so we need to allow some room for that. This is what a free America is all about, and our First Amendment right to be able to express our you know, our opinions. You know, what I'd hope to do is that along the way that we would realize, as you've heard me say time and time again, I mean, the kids, you know, when I start to say, we know, Dad, you know, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. So that's important that we do pursue the facts and the truth no matter where it leads, so we don't get ourselves all in a rip-roar frustration here. And, you know, for not, and that there's no, you know, there's no benefit. I mean, that's kind of, you know, kind of silly, you know, when you think about it, what a waste of energy. And, you know, we're better than this. And I think this is the opportunity again that we can invest ourselves in to where all of us are, you know, are better in the process. And I believe that's what, we would all hope and want that, you know, our conversations and the sharing of conversations, because right now, if we've ever entered a period where we need to listen more, it is now. There's a lot of emotions out there, understandably. We do not negate them. I mean, unlike what many on the left would do, and some with, you know, a perceived political bent that think it's easier to invalidate and get you out of the way instead of hearing what it is that you have to offer. It is in the listening where we can come to reason together and be able to advance the cause and come to true solution. Well, Jesse Floria is with us now. He's the editorial director at Focus on the Family for Youth Publications. And Jesse, I'm glad we were able to track you down. See, you can run, but you can't hide. We know how to track you down.
Hey, I'm glad you found me, and I'm just honored to be on your show. Thanks, Bill.
Oh, no. Hey, look, at what we've got to talk about here is this Christian sci-fi graphic novel that's teaching kids about evangelism, huh?
Exactly, and a lot of times those words don't go together, right? You have sci-fi graphic novel and evangelism all together, but it's funny. I was just talking to my staff the other day about... And Christians, we say this all the time, that, you know, God's not caught off guard. He's not surprised at what's happening right now. And as we look at some of the content that's in our magazine at Focus on the Family Clubhouse and Clubhouse Junior that's coming out right now, it just fits what's happening in the time so perfectly. And I'd say the exact same thing about this Degrees of Kelvin graphic novel. This is 4 years in the making to get it to publication, and it just covers everything that's going on right now so well. As you know...
Isn't that so cool, though, when you think about it, Jesse? I mean, you started this 4 years ago. Who would have thunk that 4 years later, what you guys were working, what the team was working on, was going to be so appropriate for a time such as this? It's awesome.
Exactly. I mean, so many people are you know, they've lost their foundation of what they had, right? There's so much uncertainty in the time, and so many people are turning to Christ, and they're open to hearing about how God gives you that firm foundation and that peace and that security during uncertain times. And so giving kids some great tips on how to speak about their faith and how to discuss some of the bigger issues and overcome some of the questions is just so perfect timing right now. And what's amazing, I was just reading through the book again last night. The first third of the book is all about a flu outbreak. Again, this is in the future. This is on a space colony, a floating city, and there's a flu outbreak, and all these people around the universe come to their floating city where Kelvin and his family live. And it's in the midst of all this chaos that Kelvin and his friend Laney discover Nixblatt. Nixblatt is an alien the whole graphic novel is kind of a sci-fi allegory of the early church and seeing the gospel spread to like the Gentiles people who know the Book of Acts will recognize a lot of the stories that are in the graphic novel. But just seeing how Kelvin doesn't judge this alien. There's people who do judge him and think that he's the problem. And Kelvin and his family loves on the alien. They accept him. Mm-hmm. And eventually the alien, Nick Splatt, chooses to live the Jesus way. That's what he calls the Jesus
way. Right. Well, you know, the thing that people so often forget, Jesse, when it comes to evangelism, they think that they have to be preachers.
Yeah.
And you really don't. I often refer back that one of the most powerful testimonies in the New Testament is the blind man.
Mm.
All I know is that I was, now I am. And we all have those stories to tell. And sometimes we get disconnected, you know, time, space, maybe new doctrine or whatever comes into play. But this is a call for us to return to our first love. And I think this is the blessing of people who come into our path that are looking to be evangelized, that are looking for the answer. And our story is so, it's our personal story. Nobody can take it away. You can't debate it away, because all I know, I may not understand it like the blind man fully. All I know is I was, now I am. And the bridge to that transition to was and I am is none other than Jesus Christ. And it's, you know, I think sometimes we try to make it so complicated, and especially the kids, you know, think, oh, well, you know, I got to be a mini Billy Graham or something. No, you need to be you.
Exactly.
You and your story, right?
Oh, that is so well said. Yeah, and the graphic novel itself does really help kids with that. But then we added about 20, 25 pages, just really practical tips, very much of what you said, just tell your story, right?
Yes.
You don't have to, you know, be a theologian or a Bible expert to go out and share your faith in Christ, and just tell how God has made a difference in your own life. And it's not talking at people, it's loving on people that's ultimately going to make the difference and have them come to see the truth of Christ. And again, as the Bible says, right, they'll know us by our love. And,
exactly.
And that's what this book talks about.
And the thing is, our love, you know, we may think our love needs to be manifest in money or time or whatever, but the Bible always talks about that aptly spoken word. You know, that word, Jesse, I don't know about you, but I've had mentors in my life, other people, even sometimes people I didn't even care for. But you know what? They had that puzzle piece. They had that missing puzzle piece that needed to fit right into my spirit, that came, you know, from God to their lips to my heart. And what is that worth? You know, like the crippled man outside of the temple. You know, he's asking for alms, and Peter says, "Hey, look at gold and silver. I have none, but what I have here is much more powerful. That will set you on the road to real riches." Right?
Yep. Stand up and walk. That's what he has, right?
You know? Exactly.
And yeah, what you said is so perfect. Not only did God, you know, 4 years in the making to this book, but God brings people into your life, these opportunities at just the right time, where you are that person who can give that specific word or encourage in a certain way and just be there. Again, there's not a formula. We don't have a formula in the back of the book to sort of, you know, an evangelism 101, but we do talk about how, you know, some of the apprehensions that some people have about, like, oh, I'm already a good person, or why do I need your God, and all those things. And so we discuss it in there and try to give kids some tools to equip them. But ultimately, like you said, it's about relationship and following the prompting of the Spirit.
Yeah, and asking that appropriate, when it's necessary, you know, to ask that appropriate question.
Yep.
And not that we're playing, you know, any kind of verbal jujitsu with somebody, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because some people try to turn it into that. Go, wait a minute, I think that offends God, you know. Like you said, be in the present, to be a present, right?
Yep, that's it.
It is amazing. Jesse, congratulations to you and the team. Great work here. How can people be in touch with you?
Well, they can just go to our website, focusonthefamily.com. You can click on our store.
If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to